Blog Talk Radio.
And Boogie Tracks. Yeah, K Boogie. I ain't even gonna do no intro on this one.
This is Deja Vu, and you're listening to GQ Palace Radio, Law and Entertainment.
Yo, what up? What up? Peace, world. This your boy, Mellow Man 8, and right now you got it locked on GQ Palace Radio, Radio.
You are now tuned in to GQ Palace Radio.
Ready.
Entertainment.
With your host.
Rich money.
Don't
keep it locked.
Hey, this is DJ Kevski, and you're listening to GQ Palace.
This is Elias, and you're listening to GQ Palace Radio. Follow me,
let's go.
Follow me, yeah. Follow me.
Let's go.
Yo, what's good? This is Casanova Rudd from the group Super Lover C and Casanova Rudd. You know, the golden era of hip-hop, baby. You are now tuned into GQ Palace Radio.
Yeah, this is Grand Agent, GrandAgent.net, Real Grand Agent, Twitter and IG. I'm in the GQ Palace, so as far as I can tell, it's all good. Let's do it.
Yeah, what's good, y'all? It's your boy, Mikey D, a.k.a. Playboy Mikey D, a.k.a. Mikey D Structure, formerly of Main Source in the L.A. Posse, currently with Elements of Tech. Y'all already know what it is. Right now, you're tuned into GQ Palace.
Keep it locked.
Hey, yo, check this out. I go by the name of Mr. Sushi, and I'm chilling with my dog, Rich Money, man. And we on the live station right now. GQ Palace Radio. Let's get it.
Where the party at? Got that 9-9 black in a gallon of yak. Rip, wash and wax from the front to back. The homie Mike G told me that I got it like that.
What?
Fresh to death like a million sacks. The whole squad ain't nothing but pimps and max. Yeah. Shorty pulls up with the crazy lash and set. All I wanna know is where the party at.
Let's go.
GQ Palace.
Party at. Got that 9-9 black in a gallon of yak. Rip, wash and wax from the front to back. The homie Mike G told me that I got it like that.
What?
Fresh to death like a million sacks. The whole squad ain't nothing but pimps and max. Yeah. And shorty pulls up with the crazy lash and set. All I wanna know is where the party at.
Let's go.
What's going on, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to another episode of GQ College Radio, Love and Entertainment. I am your boy, Rich Money, and with me I have the beautiful Storm.
Hey, I'm
I
here.
The beautiful Storm. Oh, there she go. There she go.
Okay, I am here.
Storm.
I'm here.
You
How are you?
Moment. How are you?
I'm okay. Hustle, bustle. You know, everyday grinding. You know how we do, Rich Money.
Yeah, you know. Exactly. So how was your weekend, though?
It was very stressful. A lot of things happening in the world. A lot of things happening in the workplace. You know, workplace drama, stress, you know. But I'm definitely happy that it's Friday. Thank God it's Friday.
Know,
kick
right?
back, relax, seat up, grab a drink, my hookah. Yes, it's about to be a Friday night, a little
oh,
Friday night.
Damn, yeah, you about to
as
get
the kids
poppin'.
Say it.
You about to definitely
as the kids say it, it's about to be a lit Friday night.
I hear you. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Oh, we got to give a rest in peace to Jerry Springer. He passed away. Wow. Yeah, Jerry Springer passed away. I was like, wow, when I first heard that information.
Mm-hmm.
I said, oh, man. He was definitely doing his thing, though. They hated on him. They definitely hated on him, but he was definitely doing his thing. You know, rest in peace to Jerry Springer. You know. And as for tonight, we got a banger. Oh, yeah, we got a banger. We got my man, Tim Crazy, in the building. He's going to definitely be doing his thing. We got him in the building, Tim Crazy. We're going to hear his joints because he got some fire. We got a couple of tracks from him. He definitely hitting the nation hard with his music. Shout out to Miss Mac, Miss Mac Attack. You know, definitely big shout out to her. Happy birthday shout outs. You know what? Tomorrow is my niece's birthday. Happy birthday, Imani. Tomorrow is her birthday. You know,
happy birthday,
Imani. Then we got Isaiah coming up, our youngest soldier. Mm-hmm. Happy birthday to him. He'd be 16. Wow. 16.
Oh, my God.
I'm fly. Oh, I'm definitely fly. 16 years old.
Time flies when you're having fun.
Uh-huh. Definitely is. So, what you want to do? You want to bring Cam on? Come on right now and see what's going on with him. We don't want to waste too much time on our situations and everything right now. We'll hit that back later on. But let's bring our man Cam on. Cam, are you there?
Hey, what's good? What's good, man? Thanks for having me, y'all.
Hey, Cam, what's going on, baby?
Man, another day, man. All is good. How you doing?
I'm all right. Taking it one day at a time. That's all we can do. You know what I mean? One day at a time.
Yeah.
So, Cam, tell us a little bit about yourself, man. How did you come up with the name? Let's get right into it. Oh, that Storm. You know Storm is in the building.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you got to look out for Storm. She's going to be coming at you.
Hey, what's up?
She loves her music.
Nice to meet you both. Nice to meet you both.
All right. Thank you.
Cool. Yeah. So the question about how I come up with the name.
Cam.
So the KRZY is actually an acronym meaning keep rising to zenith year. Now I don't know if you know what zenith means or where that comes from, but it basically means the pinnacle of your life, the most successful you can be in your lifetime. That's what we strive to reach, and that's the basis of the name. And that's also the record label that I came up with, Zenith Music LLC. And that's the whole the goals and what we're striving to do here on my end. You know what I mean? Just reach that pinnacle to be the most successful individual we can, spiritually, mentally, and, you know, financially. You know what I mean? So that's what that's all about.
Nice. Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right. I'll fill you on that one.
Yep.
Now,
yeah, definitely.
Who would you say influenced you on becoming a rapper, though?
Who said what?
Who would you say influenced you on becoming a rapper?
Oh, man. Well, the first influence for me becoming a musician, an artist, is my father, man. He was a DJ, you know what I mean? And I had a lot of influences from different music, from Prince to N.W.A. to, you know what I mean, to Keith Sweat. All those kind of different genres that I was exposed to. But as far as rapping, I'll have to give it to, my favorite is Tupac, you know what I mean? And then Ice Cube, you know what I mean, as far as rap is concerned. But, you know, there's a lot of, you know, different artists, too, that influenced me, like Prince, you know what I mean? And even Rick James, you know what I mean? Like, those were the ones that I had on my vinyls when I was trying to learn how to mix as a young kid on a turntable. You know what I mean? That's what I was exposed to. So those are the biggest influences for me. Oh, and also Sade and Anita.
So just
gotta give them some love too.
Oh, I like Sade. Very. So just to jump in real quick for 20. So how did your music career start? I know you say your dad was a DJ, but how did it start for you? Was it, you know, how did that get started?
Oh, it was definitely an outlet for me that actually found me. You know, it was during like the spiritual awakening, the time of my life where, you know, I needed an outlet. I usually would play basketball, but I needed something to really get my emotions out, and music was that. It was my blank canvas, so I was able to, you know, put out my emotions in a productive way, you know, and get them out on vinyl, you know what I mean? So that's how music really came to me and was used as an outlet for me and my art, you know what I mean?
Oh, wow. Okay. I hear that. Now,
yeah.
How long does it usually take you to write a song?
Oh, man, that's a good question. Honestly, Money, it really just depends on the situation. Like, I could write a song in less than, like, 10 minutes. Or it might take me 10 days. It just depends on, if you know, what's going on. If I'm in the studio and I only got, like, 6-hour session, then I'm going to get, like, three or four songs done. But if I have time to really get into it and really put my lyricism in there and really sit with the song, you know what I mean, it could take up to a week or two. You know what I mean? It just really depends on the vibe that I'm feeling and the emotion that I'm trying to express on that canvas that we call music.
Now, I seen your bio, you got like something called A New Flare of Truth. I love how that sounds. That right there is a banger, the way you put that there. So break that down for me. What's the meaning of that? Because that sounds real serious right there, Flare of Truth.
It's really like shadow work. Shadow work is just really looking at yourself in the mirror. You know what I mean? And seeing, are you being true to yourself? You know what I mean? Regardless of what people think, what people saying, what people say about you, are you being true to Cameron? Are you being true to Cam Crazy? Are you able to look at yourself in the mirror and say, yeah, that's you? You know what I mean? And that's what that entails with that quote, is being true all the way 100 with yourself. Not with your mama, not with your daddy, not with your auntie, your uncles, your friends, with you.
Wow, that's deep right there. Now, Tower Moment, where did you come up with that, like, title? How did you come up with that title,
man.
Tower Moment?
Tower Moment is definitely a moment in time where it usually has to deal with, you know, it could be a relationship or, you know, a situation that you're in, where it gets to a point where there's a deal breaker, you know what I mean? A deal breaker or something that's, you know, you guys aren't agreeing on, and that could be your job or whatever. But after that tower moment, it's usually, it could be a bad situation or a good situation, but usually it ends up being for the benefit of you at the end, you know what I mean? Like you go through it, either there's a lesson learned, there's wisdom behind that, you know, or you have to relearn your lesson. And everybody has tower moments, you know what I mean? And being able to call them out and see them is an area of opportunity to evolve. And that's what, to me, tower moment is in the song that I have called Tower Moment is expressing, like, a time of understanding that this is a deal breaker. This is not going to cap me. I'm going to overcome whatever this could be, in a relationship or a job or a situation, and know that this outcome or decision that I make within this tower moment is going to be a benefit for me in the long run. And that's the thing, that's the key, because that tower moment isn't going to be a benefit for you in that moment. You know, it might hurt or it might set you back, but it's going to set you back to push you forward. You know what I mean? And you got to make that decision. And that's kind of my definition of a tower moment.
Wow, that's deep. You know what, I'm going to tell you, I like to speak your format, maybe. You do got like a Tupac type of flow going on here, you know, because you break everything down to the simplest point. You break everything down to the simplest point.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And that's what's crazy about it.
Man, oh, yeah,
and
no,
I'm looking
heard
at
that before, too,
like,
man.
Go ahead.
Well, I heard that before. I mean, one of my mentors is Hark Shabazz. He was one of Tupac's first managers out of Oakland. So, you know, he told me I have charisma similar to Tupac, man. So, you know, that's a big shoes to fill, but, you know what I mean, just to have that and see that that's in common with somebody who actually knew Tupac is pretty cool. And you're not the first person to kind of make that comparison after Blue, but, man, rest in peace, Tupac.
Yeah, rest in peace to Tupac. But I want to get into the single, let the people hear your single, Tower Moment.
Oh,
you know what? I want you
to
introduce it. Go ahead. You introduce it, though.
Oh, what's good, man? This is Cam Crazy, and this song that we got coming up is called Tower Moment, man. Enjoy.
This is a GQ Palace exclusive.
You beg me to stay, you know I'ma leave you. You all in the way, baby I see you. You do you and I'll do me. Tower moment, can't you see? We don't vibe no more. Need something to ease my mind, something to pass the time. We're not making love. Baby, you reaching. Sent the text, I won't see it. I am gone, you won't see me stay. On the move, a new estate. Don't give me a reason, baby. On the move like the seasons, baby. Migrate, migrate, migrate. The love fade away, the trust fade away. Migrate, migrate, migrate. You beg me to stay. You know I'ma leave you. You all in the way. Baby, I see you. You do you and I'll do me. Tower moment, can't you see? We don't vibe no more. Need something to ease my mind, something to pass the time. We're not making love.
Wow, I'm feeling that joint right here. I like your style. You know what I like about your style? You got like a,
yeah.
I'm gonna say like a great mix, something like you don't know what you like where did you consider yourself? Cause you got me confused right now. I'm stuck. Would you consider yourself a rapper? Or would you consider yourself a R&B singer?
Well, I consider myself first and foremost as an artist, but the genre that music is style is called alternative hip hop. It's something that I'm really forefronting, and but definitely all that is entwined. Music evolves, you know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean? Like you have Motown, you have R&B. Motown involved with like R&B, and then certain things. So I consider myself an alternative hip hop artist. But just the artist in general, you know what I mean? The rapper, all that's included, R&B, you know what I mean? It's just me, you know what I mean? It's expression. And I'm grateful to be able to express
it. So you can see yourself being versatile.
You know? Right.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that. You're definitely versatile because I listen to all your tracks. You're definitely versatile. That's what I was saying. And I was like, do you consider yourself a rapper or do you consider yourself an R&B? Because it's like you mix
it
in both. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
that's
what's
crazy about it.
Yeah, because the ears nowadays, man, it's so, you know, it's like a gnat. It got to have something different. So it's like, man, throw it all in there. And I'm just, you know, grateful that, you know, the production that I have. Shout out to Puni Certified out of L.A. who came up with the beat and everything like that, man. And just we just tapped in and made some magic, you know?
Exactly. Now, have you ever done any stage shows yet? And if you have you reached that stage like status? I know every referee that
yes.
feels like that.
I actually just did a show at the Super Bowl. It was a Super Bowl party at a hotel in Arizona. So that was the last show I did. I've done numerous shows in L.A., Sacramento, Mississippi, Berkeley, San Francisco, Oakland. I have a show coming up in at the BET Awards for Too Hot Radio. That's going to be on the 24th. Mm. So, you know, there's tickets on my website for that. You guys can come check me out there. You know what I mean? It's going to be a couple shows against that. I'm going to be, for the BET Awards. But, yeah, man, nervous. It's just like, you know, I say more butterflies, not really nervousness, because it's more excitement, you know what I mean? Because it's like, okay, let's just get out, you know, make sure everything. But once I get that energy and that anxiousness, and I see the people outside on the stage, that goes out the door, man. I'm having fun on the stage. I'm enjoying it. I'm trying to pick people out of the crowd to really vibe with. I'm really big on energy, you know, so all that stuff is like a energy boost and fun for me. Especially nowadays.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever reached that point of violence yet?
Of what?
Writer's block. Have you reached that point yet? You just can go flow with it at any time.
I feel like I do have times where I need to get more experiences going. You know what I mean? To make the music, because I feel like the music is content, right? So you want to make sure when you write, or even if you don't have to make sure, but sometimes you can just write because you feel in some type of way. But I feel like the best songs come with experiences. You know what I mean? Things that I've been through or things that I'm going through. So it wouldn't necessarily be a writer's block, because I feel, me personally, I could write about anything. But as far as me saying, oh, that's the one, or that's the song that's out of here, it usually comes with an experience attached to it. You know what I mean? Like something that had happened or something good that's going on in my life.
Gotcha.
Because they do say that when you start to write, you know, when you are, you know, and you're an artist and you start to write, your real life experiences is really what people want to hear. You know, they want to hear that you're relatable, like you went through something that I went through, or Rich Money has went through, you know, something similar. So that's what makes, me, I think anyway, that's what makes a good artist, you know, because you're telling a true life story. You're not saying something that's made up that you know nothing about, you know, because you don't want to get into a room of people and they ask you questions and you're like, you know.
You don't know what she's talking about. Yeah, you're right. And I agree with you. You know what I mean? But also, I think it's a blessing as an artist, too, to be able to speak about other people's situations, too. We talk about Brenda's got a baby, you know what I mean? And it's like being able to write stories.
Oh,
if
that
I can't
was my
find
jam.
It, then, if I can't find something within me to write, I'll just go a situation that I've seen or somebody struggling or something going on in the world that gives me inspiration.
Right.
And so that's why I say it's never really a writer's block. It's just about understanding what I want to put on wax and make a song. And once I get that, then it's flowing, because it's the universe. It's really just, you know, it's out there. You just have to tap in, you know, and express.
Yeah. Mm. So just another quick question. I'm just going to jump in. Sorry, Rich Money. So when it comes down artists, though, with all of the music and stuff that's out there nowadays, you know, do you still feel, well, not do you still feel, but do you feel that sex sells? Still in this age, like the good, the real music that we used to have back in the day compared to what we have now, do you feel like your music is going to be more relatable, or do you think your music is going to be more like sex, like selling?
Well, I think it's a mix of love and sex. You know what I mean? Love, everybody loves. You know what I mean? Everybody loves.
Right.
Everybody in it does. Mm-hmm. Everybody in it does. So I look at the percentage. Some people think they do. They really not. But I'm just saying, as far as like connecting and resonating, love is the way. Love is the answer for everything. I just think in this world, you know what I mean? So yeah, it's always gonna sell, but it's always gonna touch people too as well. You know what I mean? And I like to make music and art I look at music as art as something that really inspire and touch people. Like, man, he really touched me with Tower Moment. I know exactly what he's talking about. You know what I mean? That's the beauty. Then that's kind of why I do it as a musician, is to, you know, reach the people.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Now, have you done any performances? Especially with the pandemic, have you done any performances since the pandemic?
Yeah. I just did a show at the Super Bowl, Too Hot Radio in Arizona.
Okay.
2 months ago. Yeah, I was on mute. 2 months ago. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, no worries. I'll plug again. Shoot, I got a performance at the ET Awards in LA. Yeah. So. If you guys want to see me perform, it's on the 24th in LA at the BET Awards. You know what I mean? Too Hot Radio sponsoring that. There's a link on my website, www.camcrazy.com, where you can get tickets and nominations and all that good stuff. There's prizes there. It's going to be a good time.
Nice. Now, I don't know, because, you know, I jumped in and out because, you know, the dog was barking. Sorry about that, guys. The dog was barking. So I just wanted to know, like, as you're doing, I know Rich Money had asked you, you know, what do you prefer? And you said, you know, an artist, you know, what type of crowd are you looking to please? They're looking to attract. Will you have something for all ages, or do you think it's just really for the adult, grown and sexy?
I got you. I got something for everybody. I got something for the club environment. I got something for the grown and sexy. I got something for the thug. I got something for the kids. I got Disney songs. You know, the song Clouds is out right now. You got to check that song out. Yeah. No, I'm very versatile, and that's what I lay my hat on, is being able to be myself with music and be able to pinpoint and reach whoever I feel like I want to reach at that moment. And I feel like all the big artists do that. You know what I mean? The real ones. It helps as an artist to do that, because it keeps you out of being stuck in a box.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
I agree. And you want to make something for everybody, because you want to be able to sell what you're doing to everybody. That right there will allow you to just blossom, you know. Your growth will be unlimited at that point, because you're reaching everybody.
Yeah. It's like if you're selling ices, you know what I mean? And it's like, oh, you only got one flavor red. It's like, no, we got blue, we got green, we got the yellow, we got options. And now that brings in more customers, that brings in more eyes and ears, and, you know, and then on top of that, the quality is good. So it's just a win-win situation, I feel like. It might take more effort, you know what I mean, as an artist to do that.
Of course.
But, you know, that's what we're in the game for. Like, you know what I mean? And that's what I believe.
Oh, I hear you. Okay. Now, where do you see yourself 3 years from now, Bobby? Where do you see yourself at?
Oh, for sure. Nominated for a Grammy. Having a couple more artists on my record label. Touring worldwide, and just living and just evolving as a person, spiritually and mentally too. You know what I mean? Not just all about art. You know, it is about life here, and, you know, and just being able to provide for my family, man. And that's what I see myself doing.
Okay, now let me ask you something, because I've been in the music industry over 20 years. You know, I was with Evergreen Rockham Label, King Sun, and all that. When you go in that booth,
okay,
what's the first thing that comes to your mind?
Oh, man, first thing that comes to my mind is finally I'm in the studio. Let it go. You know what I mean? It's fun for me, man. It's a way to get stuff out. It's my therapy, you know what I mean? It's how I release. So, I mean, that's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking it's my it's my session. You know what I mean? It's my release session. It's my therapy session. You know what I mean? So it's nothing but joy, emotions, and excitement behind that in the studio.
Well, Sean, we're going to get into another story.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Sounds good. Because then after that, I just want to know, like, as far as, like, helping other people, like, what advice he would say to up-and-coming artists to get to where he is right now, you know? Well, let's go to the song first. I got you.
Okay.
We're going to go to the song Got You Open. Tell us a little bit about that song.
Yeah, so this song is called Got You Open. This song is produced by Clooney Certified in L.A., man. This song is about just opening up people to a different sound. Like, this is a sound of sound of alternative hip-hop with the melody and, you know, some rap behind it. But it's really it's a vibe. It's really just talking to the people. Got You Open. And let's get it.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, here we go again. My man Cam Crazy Got You Open. Remember where you heard it. GQ Palace Radio, Love and Entertainment. This butter, baby.
This is a GQ Palace exclusive.
Do what you say. Say what you mean. Smoking that ass. Outsiders can't be insiders. Stand in my feet, same page or other. Write it open. Got you open. Move on. Pulling. All in motion. Got you open. Got you. Got you. Got you on your good side. On your total, baby, can't you see? Tell me how you feel. Tell me how you feel. No red lights, no. The green light, go. Love it, ho. Movie, dope. Sinning, whoa. Do what you say. Say what you mean. Smoking that hash. Outsiders can't be insiders. Stand in my feet, San Pedro Island. Write it open, got you open. Move on, open, all in motion. Got you open, got you, got you, got you.
Damn, you definitely doing it. Ain't no question about it.
Yeah, that's fine.
Definitely doing it.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that, man.
Yeah. So my question.
I know Storm has some questions for you.
Okay,
yeah,
cool.
Just wanted to ask, like, what advice would you say to, like, an up-and-coming artist? That's, you know, that's thirsty. He's hungry. She's hungry.
Uh-huh.
You know, they want to,
mm-hmm.
you know, try and figure out, but they don't know what to do. What would you say?
First, I would tell them to think about what you want to do, like as an artist, and then never forget that. Always stay true to what that thought was and what you saw in that mirror. It comes back to that. And understand that
Gotcha. It's
going to take time. It takes 10,000 hours to be a professional at anything. 10,000 hours. You got to put that time in. And then once you put that time
right.
in and you stay true to yourself, sky is the limit.
That's right. Nice.
That's what
nice.
I tell them.
Nice. And no one can, you know, discourage you. You know, we have artists that come on and,
right.
you know, sometimes, you know, like people try to discourage them, you know, from
mm-hmm.
maybe this isn't the best thing to do, or maybe you should do this, or maybe you don't have a good following,
mm-hmm.
you know, so they get a little discouraged, you know, and,
yeah.
you know, what we like to always say is, you gotta, if you say you want to be an artist or a producer or whatever it is you want to do, you have to make sure that you know why you want to do it. And always remember what that why means, because that why is going to keep you with that motivation of being able to say, okay, this is what I want to do. And I remember why I wanted to do it, you know, what change mm-hmm. I wanted to make, you know, in the community. So that's definitely a good answer. There's no wrong answer, but that was a good answer.
That's intention. That's what popped up in my head. What is the intention behind what you're doing? You know
exactly.
what I mean?
Exactly.
Yeah, for sure.
Nice. So I know Rich Money asked you, you know, where do you see yourself? And I know you have, you're going to be doing the BET, right? BET Awards coming up, I think, right? That's big. So you have, that's a big club right there. Okay. How do you feel about
shout
that?
Shout out to Too Hot Radio. Oh, yeah, it's definitely
shout out.
And it was through Too Hot Radio, and it was from the performance in Arizona that I did a couple months ago, and they invited me to do another thing for the BET Awards. So like, it just goes back to just understanding my intentions and, you know, taking every opportunity that I'm able to. And I think that's just a blessing, man. And I think that's what it's all about, man. Life is just taking advantage of your opportunities.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Very good. And then how, I don't know if you asked Rich Money, how long, you write your own music, correct?
Yes, I do.
Okay. And how long would you say it takes you to write some of like the songs that we heard tonight? How long did it take you to write?
So like Tower Moment, that song probably took me about a year and a half to write. You know what I mean? It was just, I had to get it right. Yeah, and then like Got You Open probably took me less than an hour. You know what I mean? So it just depends on the situation as an artist, like, you know what I mean? And I'm saying to make it a finished product. You know what I mean? Mixed, mastered, writing, everything has a process. And that's why I always say, you know, telling the people who are new, who come into the thing is, oh, they make a song and they want to put us, like, okay, that's cool, but it is, like I said, 10,000 hours you got to put into this. So it's just being conscious of that and then flowing, you know what I mean? But that doesn't, I'm not trying to discourage anybody to think they can't make a song in like 10 minutes, but it's your process, you know what I mean? How do you work and how are you vibing with
the
song?
Right, it's completely up to you. Right.
So you didn't feel like a different, like, motive when it took you a year and a half to write one and then, like, an hour to write another? It didn't question you, like, okay, this one took me an hour, a year and a half to write. This one took me an hour.
Why did this one take me so long? Oh, yeah, because there's a lot of energy behind it. I feel like the message, like let's say this is just for an example. Like, let's say I write a song, and let's say it's called Great. I write the song Great, and then let's say I only get like 16 bars down, and then I go to the next song because I'm writing about four or five songs like a week. You know what I mean? So it's like I'll finish a song that maybe I was writing Great, and then I'll do a song called Up in literally the next 3 hours, and then I'll forget about Great. But then I go back to it 6 months later, and I rewrite the song. So that's what I'm saying. It just depends on the process of the artist, like, you know what I mean? But if I'm in a studio session and I have, because I engineer my own music too, so that's another thing that I do. And that's why it can take longer, because I have my own engineering session and producing. But if I'm in a session at a studio, you know what I mean, and I only have, let's say, 6 hours, then that makes my writing time, I have to speed it up. So it's just like, you know, understanding the situation I'm in with writing. So I'm just saying true and saying, hey, you know, there's times where people might, you're going to write something quick, but there's also going to be times when that song might not come out in a week or two, you know what I mean? And a lot of times,
right,
those songs would be really, really good songs. So it's right, really a process that the artist goes through.
Right. You got to take your time. Yeah,
you know,
sometimes.
Yeah, everybody has it, but that's me.
And my next question was going to be, do you have a producer? But you just said that you do your own music as well.
Yeah, I engineer.
Okay.
I do also have a producer. I have a team, yeah. It's a lot of people involved. And shout out to Max again, too, for introducing us and all that. But yeah, man, no one person can do this by themselves. That's another thing I would say.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah, absolutely right. People say, it takes a team of people. It takes support. It takes a lot of energy behind anything you do. You know what I mean? So that's another thing to be backing on that.
Yeah, you need to say that again so people can hear you, because a lot of people swear they can do it by themselves. You can't do it by yourself. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Just like people feel like managers.
Managing is not an easy job.
Well,
you know, like for certain people, you know, people say, oh, you can't tell what I can't do. But you know what? Okay, so we can rephrase that to you for those listeners that feel like, oh, you can't tell me what to do. Okay, you can do it if you want to. It's up to you, but it's not advised. Okay. We don't advise
you to do everything by yourself.
If you determine you want to do it, okay. But we don't, we wouldn't advise it because it is a lot of work, you know. And you do need that second ear, that third ear, you know.
Oh, yeah, but you for sure got to do the work, though. Like, as an individual, you got to get up in the morning and do it. You know, you got to get out the bed. And when that alarm clock go on, you got to wake up. But you do have the choice to go back to sleep. It's about the work that's
right.
That part is only you. You know what I mean? You got to do that by yourself.
Uh-huh.
The work that you got to do. But as far as, like, you know, it's a team. Like, you got to have people come to your shows. You got to have people, sometimes you might not be able to make a beat. You might have to get a beat from somebody else. Like, as far as marketing is concerned, even this radio station, having radio conversations and knowing what to do, no way in hell somebody's going to do that by themselves.
Absolutely
right.
Absolutely.
Now, let me ask you real fast. Your CD called Crazy Modern Life. Tell us about that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so Crazy Modern Life is definitely. Yeah, so that song, that album has 9 songs, and that's all engineered by me. So that's my project. Mm-hmm. That's my baby. There's a video out called Head Rock. You guys can check that out. But yeah, it's a fun. That's more of a rap tape. So it's more rap, raunchy, and, you know, just vibing, man. And it's about really just modern life, man, crazy modern life, loosely based off of that cartoon called Rocko's Modern Life. I don't know if you guys know what that is, but it was a Nickelodeon cartoon. Shout out to the 90s babies that's listening. But, yeah, that's the inspiration for that mixtape. I have a tape on the way called Love the Designer, which you'll hear Got You Open and Power Moment on, with the alternative hip hop twist. So it's a lot going on, man, on this side.
Yeah, I see. Yeah, you got the hip hop award show, hoping to take home a Grammy, and wow.
Yeah.
You got a lot going on, man. You got a lot going on. I definitely appreciate you coming on, taking the time out to join us. But how do you balance everything out?
Oh man, just staying prayed up. Being grateful for every moment that I wake up, you know what I mean? Because it's a blessing to even wake up today, you know what I mean? It's a blessing to be on the show with y'all, man. And I appreciate y'all for having me on and taking the time.
Now, you are brand ambassador at the Golden State Residential Program?
Correct.
Wow. Tell us about that. Yeah, we had all this information, huh?
I mean, shoot, it's public. Yeah, but Golden State Residential is a program out of San Francisco that I'm a part of. I'm an ambassador and supervisor for it. So we help people who are who can't, you know, help themselves. The people who were in situations in school where they were in slow classes, and you know, they get out of school and they have no place to stay, and we provide that for them, you know. And I'm very grateful to be a part of that.
That's a blessing by itself. That is a blessing by itself.
Exactly.
Congratulations to you.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. Thank you.
So, Storm, what you think about another song? One more. One more.
Yeah, let's get it.
All right. Tell us about Top Boy.
Okay, yeah. So Top Boy is on the EP that I released in 2021 called Cam Ave. Now, this song is produced by Palais 1080 out of the UK in London. This song is more of a rap song, you know what I mean? Rap vibes going on. So hopefully you guys enjoy this one, Cam Crazy Top Boy.
All right, let's make it happen.
Get it.
This is a GQ Palace exclusive.
Fire right
there.
That's the fire.
I like that.
Thank you.
That's definitely that fire. So, what's the next step for you?
Versatility, yeah.
Oh, yeah, thank you. Next step is, like I said, my record label, getting more artists and opening up more opportunities and more doors for other people, man. I know it's all about giving back. So now it's just about giving back to the people that that have the same hunger and passion that I do, you know?
Yeah, you can tell you definitely have hunger in you. Because your music is definitely something different. It's versatile, you know, and that's what's good about it. And you can switch from an R&B to a rap because he's a versatile artist. And that's the good thing about it. Now, have you ever looked about thinking into acting or anything, or no?
Oh, yeah. I have actually been looking into that, you know what I mean? It's really just having the best script and situation, you know what I mean? It's a lot of opportunities and scripts, but I want it to be the right one, you know what I mean, and come out the right way. But definitely open to acting, definitely.
Okay. Well, you know, you have anything else for Cam? Cam, is there something that you want us to know that we didn't?
I was just gonna say, before we did that, I just wanted to know, like, what is it? What else do you want to do that you haven't done?
Okay. I definitely, that's a good one. Let me really think about that.
Who'd you watch out for?
That I haven't done, that I want to do, that I haven't done. Man, definitely want to be in movies, man. I know we talked about it previously, but that's the only thing that pops in my head right now is like, I just see myself doing that, being in acting, being in movies, and you know what I mean? That's definitely something that I haven't done yet that I feel like I could be successful in.
So then, of course, I'm sorry, Rich Money. So tell the listeners something that you want them to know, whether it be your contact information, how do they get in contact with you, is there anything that we didn't cover that you want them to know? Anything.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no doubt. Definitely everybody can follow me on KAM _KRZY on all platforms, that's Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, all that stuff. Definitely check out my website. Again, I'll say it again, KAMKRZY.com. That's where you can get a lot of my merchandise. You can support as far as making donations and sponsorships. We have a concert. I'm going to be at the BET Awards through Too Hot Radio on the 24th through the 25th. If you guys want to get tickets there, please do. There's nominations there. You can nominate me. You get different prizes and stuff like that through the nomination. That is on my website. So definitely, you guys, everything is on the website, all the things that I've talked about, songs, videos, music. So, yeah, check that out.
Wow. You know, Cam.
All right, so ladies and gentlemen, I just want to plug it in real quick. Rich Money, just want to plug it in. You guys heard him here. Go on the website. Cast your vote.
Mm-hmm.
Cast your vote. Mm-hmm. Every vote counts. Cast your vote. Go on. Yeah. Let's go.
Let's get it. Let's get it.
Mm-hmm. Well, Cam, we definitely want to thank you for coming on. We're definitely going to keep your track in rotation. And you know we still got two more of your tracks. If you want, it would be an honor. You know, if you want to do a drop and send it to us, we'd definitely appreciate it. You know, Rich Money and Storm and $2 Radio. You know, email it to us.
Okay,
give it to Miss Mac. Shout out to Miss Mac too, Yolanda Mac. How did you meet with Yolanda Mac? Come to think of it, Miss Mac attack.
She's
a good person.
She's a legend, man. She hit me through the grace of God, man. See me online and everything like that. We talked, we chopped it up, and the connection was there. Ever since then, we've been partners, man. Mm-hmm. I want to shout out Yolanda Mac, Miss Mac Attack. And I want to shout out y'all too. Yeah. I appreciate you, and I will give you guys that drop. I'm going to send it to you guys once it's done.
All right. No doubt.
You are welcome anytime. It's never a problem. Anytime you get the new signal, you know, a new single, just hit us with it, you know. I'm pretty sure, you know, GQ Palace Radio at gmail.com, you know. Attention, Rich Money and Storm. And, you know, when you're ready to come back on, you know, you just let us know. And we definitely going to make it happen.
Oh, most definitely, man. Most definitely. I appreciate you, family.
All right. Thanks a lot. Damn crazy, ladies and gentlemen, in the building.
All right.
Wow, that right there, he definitely got a lot of good things going on. I'm definitely waiting to see him on the BET Award because he's doing big things.
Definitely. But you know what? I was going to say, it's wonderful, you know, being able to interview someone who is definitely going places, motivated, hungry. And at the same time, he's opening doors for other people, you know. So shout out to him, you know, just for, you know, seeing the vision, not giving up and opening up the door for other people, you know. Shout out to you for that. It was a wonderful interview. I enjoyed it. Definitely a new fan. Yep. Tell a friend. Let's get let's cast those votes, people. You better go online, cast those votes.
Exactly. I'll be surprised. I don't have the same guy that was on GQ Powers Radio. No. So
that's right.
But that's it for tonight. We won't be doing a show next Friday due to, you know, I had death in the family. My uncle passed away. So next week we won't be doing a show unless Storm decides she wants to handle it on her own, you know, but Rich Money won't be in the building. You know, I had death in the family. But we still got our Tuesday show that'll be coming up. Love Sensation with your boy Rich Money. Storm, a Ray Queen, a Miss Mobetta, one of them. Sometime. It's all right.
I think I'm gonna take this Tuesday show. I think Storm's gonna
you
be on the ones and twos this Tuesday. Sign me up for that.
Okay. No doubt. So we're gonna
sign
have Storm on a Tuesday slow jam. Oh, yes, he's going down. That's what I was talking about. So, on
he's going down.
That love sensation.
That's right.
Oh, and then, you know, Wednesday, be back with Diva Spa, Love Fantasy, from 8 to 9 p.m. Storm, Miss Mobetta, and Ray Queen. And like I said, Friday, we won't have no show unless Storm decides she wants to just rock out, you know, and do it. Other than that, she'll be on Tuesday. Right, Storm?
That's right. Check me out Tuesday night. Love Sensation.
Yes.
Call in, kick it with your girl.
Exactly. So I guess that's it. We're going to call it a night. You know what I want to go on? I don't know if you remember the artist, G-I-T-O. And he had a track.
Yes.
Children. That's what I want to go on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I think we'll go out with that track. All right, take us away, Storm.
All right. All right, everybody. You have tuned in to Love Entertainment with your host, Rich Money and Storm. We are out of here on this Friday evening. Have a blessed and safe weekend. Drive safe. Be safe. Police are hot out there. Pay attention. Put them cell phones down. Don't drink and drive. Have a blessed and safe weekend. God bless you all.
There you go, from the boss. Yeah.
Palace Radio. Just a story about a young girl, true and all, been through it all. was only 16, but swore she knew it all. No family, no one to call. In the world, she's lost. Skipping school, letting all the boys inside her drawers. Getting higher, more than weed, I'm talking coke and speed. She feels school is something that she don't really need. She barely reads and writes, running with them thieves at night. Sleeping with grown men in search of a sweeter life. She sells her body for a sweet price. One sniff for that blow and she's in paradise. She wants to find herself, but has no insight. At night she cries for help, cause she don't understand life. At least the life she lives. What kind of life is this? For a young girl whose life is priceless. Precious as a jewel. But here's the sad news. She died of AIDS. Another gone too soon. Too soon. Too soon.
When you're dreaming with a broken heart, when you're dreaming with a broken heart, don't wake it up. It's a heart and heart. You roll out of bed and down on your knees. And for a moment you can hardly breathe. Wondering why she leaves me here. She's standing in my room. No, she's not. She's gone, 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 gone.
You wake up every morning after a good stretch and yawning, ready to face the trials and tribulations of the day. He feels his family doesn't love him cause he's gay. No one accepts him except for the ones he's sexing. He gets bullied in school, the kids treat him cruel. He wants to end it all but not sure what he should do. His heart is filled with blues, he has nothing to lose. Still he dresses in high heel shoes. With his long hair, lipstick and pretty jewels. It makes him to stay him and not change for them. So misunderstood, somebody pray for him. All alone in this world, no one to take him in. I pray to God to make a way for him. He wants it all to end. Though it's hard to overcome the situations that he's in. Because he loves men, who are we to label that as sin?
When you're dreaming with a broken heart, don't wake it up, it's a heart and heart. You roll out of bed and down on your knees. And for a moment you can hardly breathe. Wondering why she's leaving me here. She's standing in my room. No, she's not. She's gone, 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 gone.
Mom and dad had a little baby girl, but the daddy wanna be in a little baby's world. So she grew up confused, thinking to herself why daddy ain't wear them shoes. To put on his feet, to walk her to school. The other kids' fathers did it, that was cool. She cried so much tears, she could've made a pool. She felt this pain all through grade school. Father's Day came, she wrote, I hate you. When that karma come, Jesus can't save you. Her conscience saying, your dad probably hates you. Show love to his son so he looks like an angel. On Facebooks and pics, it's all smiles. When she stood on the other side, it's all frowns. Now her little heart damaged, thinking to herself, will he care if I vanish? Mommy, why my daddy don't love me? Then her conscience say, probably think you ugly. Big day for her graduation. She texts him, are you coming? Please don't have me wait. Don't have me wait. Don't have me wait.
When you're dreaming with a broken heart, don't wake it up. It's the hardest part. You roll out of bed and down on your knees. And for a moment you can hardly breathe.